Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm happy to be here with you, and I know it's like a dream come true for you, too. Well, just hang on, because you're going to see what I mean in a second when I tell you who's here. We got Leslie Kossoff. Yeah, exactly. That's why I thought you'd get excited when you knew Leslie was going to join us. And as you know, she's joining us all the way from Paris, France. How about that? It's where she lives right these days. And we've known her a long time. She's lived other places, and she keeps going to cooler places to live. And she is the lady who's been teaching us for a long time now, more than a decade, about quality, how you and I can get better, how we can improve the operation of our business, how we can seek excellence in specific ways. And she's our good friend, Leslie Kossoff. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. Her books, folks, are legion, are legend, I should say. Executive Thinking is still one of my favorites on the planet. Her new book, her new field guide, is called From Lean Startup to Six Sigma Turnaround, Seven Steps to Your Success. Leslie, when I read that title, that's something that I think most small business owners may not really be able to get right away. What do you think? Lean Startup to Six Sigma Turnaround. Explain that to us.
And when you read about what quality is now, you either are reading about implementing a lean initiative, or you're reading about implementing Six Sigma.
Whereas 20 years ago we talked about ISO.
Exactly. And now, total quality management.
Yeah, TQM. But now, exactly. So what's define lean for us, L-E-A-N.
Lean actually is what we all know as total quality.
Yeah.
It is. And it's also the basis that is used for the ISO certification,
right.
that component that has to do with improvement. It's exactly the same tenets as lean, which tends to be the management system and all of the rest. Now, there's this new thing that's being done that is referred to as Lean Startup. Now, Lean Startup actually occurred because a professor at Stanford thought that it would be good to have one of his courses during the summer, one of the groups of students in his courses, simply use that term, that summer term, to create apps to get them up onto Facebook, mm-hmm. or onto iPhone, and they had a 6-week window to do it. And what has happened as a result of that, because some of them got up there, they succeeded, some of them turned into businesses, some of them didn't make it at all, but it became of such compelling interest to the money guys in Silicon Valley, and mm-hmm. keep in mind, this was a Stanford course,
right.
And by the way, side note, the professor invested in some of them and then retired as a professor and now is, a VC and a serial entrepreneur on his own.
Right.
But this whole lean startup thing is actually a form of fast innovation. So you're digging right into what it is that you need to be doing. Hopefully you're doing it in a way that is looking at the quality, which gets to what you and I have talked about so often, of quality service versus quality process, because you don't
right.
want to turn out a product that's no good and then have to come back and apologize and pay so much more to fix.
Yeah.
But that's what Lean Startup.
So Lean Startup is a way of an elementary approach to lean to total quality management?
Lean Startup is a way actually of moving innovation very, very quickly in your organization. My argument about Lean Startup is that what you're describing is the best way to use it.
Mm-hmm.
so that you are actually adopting the quality tenets. And if you know, in reading the guide, mm-hmm. it's a stepwise right. management process to implementing quality, only no one calls it quality anymore. And
right.
if you're a supplier and you're talking to a large customer, they don't want to know about necessarily your quality process, but they want to know what you're doing as far as lean is concerned, mm-hmm. because that's what they're calling it.
Right. And but the interesting thing is over the generations, the names change, but the goal is the same, isn't it?
Absolutely. It is to reduce the variation, which gets rid of the waste,
yep.
and it allows you to operate efficiently and effectively.
And it's one of the reasons, and I think it's probably contributing right now to the jobless recovery. We've become a lot more efficient. We don't need as many people to fix things. And so that's one of the interesting byproducts of all this. Quick break. Right back with Leslie Kossoff right after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.